767 today.
Hope you're having a good one, America. Today wasn't too rough on you. It's always tough to start of the work week, right? You're grinding it out, even if you have passion for your job. Kate Delaney, as usual, here, the captain of this ship called America Tonight, affectionately the home for those with ADD. Coming up in sports shorts, Dirk Nowitzki with 44 points. The Mavericks stave off elimination at the hands of Denver, 119-117. But can a team come back from being 1-3 in the hole? We'll talk about that. Oil, $58 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. What does that mean to you and me? Well, the price has gone up at the pumps, but not quite where it was last year. Last year, it was over $4 for some, just under $4 for others. People were complaining, worried, couldn't fill up their SUVs, had to take different routes as far as taking kids to their 10 million soccer games and school events and all that sort of stuff. They doubled up on things more. People conserved a little bit more. A lot of that went out the window when gas went in the other direction. But a lot of people didn't go back to running out and buying those SUVs, though, either, did they? Speaking of that, it looks like GM could leave Motown City. Say it ain't so. That's a scary thing. We'll talk about that. The whole auto industry is a scary thing, though, isn't it? Also, speaking of scary, just darn depressing, an American Army sergeant went a little crazy, obviously, to say the least, and I'm being kind, shot and killed five fellow soldiers, comrades, buddies, I got your back guys, following some kind of an altercation, fight, whatever, at this counseling center on a military base near the airport outside of Iraq, outside of Baghdad, really. So this is combat stress is what it's believed to have caused this, and morale. You had these soldiers serving multiple tours over 6 years of this war since 2003, over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. What does that do to your brain? In some cases, it turns it into mush. And some sad things are happening. This is awful. So, unfortunately, the suspect was actually disarmed. They took a weapon off him, but returned with another one. And they're investigating the shootings, obviously. You know, when you attack a fellow soldier, many of you have served in the military know it's called fraggings. And in the Vietnam War, this was something that you saw that happened, sadly. But pretty rare with Iraq and Afghanistan. I can't remember the time that I've been on the air. I can't remember talking about it very much at all. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Decided to jump on this Camp Liberty base. And, you know, the rest is sadly a tragic history. The names of the people haven't been released at this point. But, of course, that has to do more with identification and letting the families know and the proper things that you're supposed to do. Obama reacts where he's shocked. Of course, it's a terrible tragedy. The Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, same thing. Bottom line is, you got to do something to help the men and the women who are wearing these uniforms, who are serving over and over again. This is a voluntary military. People are in, and then they're come home, and they're over and deployed over and over again in some cases. And at what cost mentally for some? How stressful is it? The stresses of combat are enormous. Or whatever personal issues, family issues. Just awful. I guess the sergeant, from the little bit I could glean out of this, had been involved in some kind of a shouting match at this center, at this counseling center. And I already told you they took his gun away from him for his own protection because they were worried. Then he came back to the center later in the day, and that's when all hell broke loose. So the names of the victims, the shooter, not released at this point. But there's going to be some stunned, sad, dumbfounded families as a result of this. And what was the relationship with the shooter to the people that he killed and the victims? Were they workers at the clinic? Were they there for counseling? I mean, there's all kinds of questions about this deal. And they were getting help. The people were there getting help. So something must have come up, whatever it was that came out in these meetings. And there's been a lot of stress cases now in the Middle East, certainly in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I'll say it again, it's the fourth, the fifth, the crazy amounts of combat tours. The bottom line is, though, how do you just don't have enough people. There wasn't enough people to go around. And now, you know, you got 60,000, they're going to increase double the amount that you have in Afghanistan. And that's supposed to happen by the fall. Well, we're a handful of months away from that. So some people aren't going to get very much of a break. The recent studies pretty much show that about 15% of the guys, the women you wearing the uniforms returning back from Iraq suffer from some kind of an emotional problem. And it makes sense. Imagine, you just don't know what's going to happen with the kind of warfare that we're talking about. And the fact that lately you've had men dressed as Iraqi soldiers and they've opened fire on American troops. So you think it's a friendly coming towards you, and the next thing you know, they're trying to blow you away and your buddy's away. So there's a lot of nasty psychological strains that go on, no question. But I hope that whatever it is, whatever it takes, you got to help these people. You got to help these people who are doing this. It's just not right to have somebody go through this, have them come back, and shove them away somewhere and not do something to help the people who are suffering with this stress. Am I right or am I right? You can throw in your two cents. 800-259-5791. You know what this brings up? Then other people say, well, if we're going to have all these wars, we're worried about Iran. What if we end up there? What if Pakistan? But right now there's no in Pakistan. What if something else bubbles up? Maybe we just have to have a draft. And the answer to that is now with the pullout of Baghdad, certainly that's not going to happen. There would be way too much opposition at this point to a draft anyway. And also at the point where we are in this particular war, since the deadline for troop withdrawal is June 30th. So some people just have to hang on a tad longer. In the meantime, closer to home, it was all about health care and trying to make it more affordable and trying to save some money. Barack Obama had some thoughts.
When it comes to health care spending, we are on an unsustainable course that threatens the financial stability of families, businesses, and government itself. And this is not news to the American people, who over the last decade have seen their out-of-pocket expenses soar, healthcare costs rise, and premiums double at a rate four times faster than their wages. Today, half of all personal bankruptcies stem from medical expenses. And too many Americans are skipping that checkup they know they should get, or going without that prescription that would make them feel better, or finding some other way to scrimp and save on their healthcare expenses.
Yeah, what would you like to see happen in this country as far as healthcare is concerned? Have you skipped appointments? Have you put things off if you had some kind of a nagging injury? It's a fair question. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney hanging up with you here on ATN.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Rytus Resources. May 11, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $9,1190. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9,3830, $4,6915 for the half ounce, and $2,3457 for a quarter ounce. That's $9,3830, $4,6915, and $2,3457.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Somebody inside the dungeon, and also we have the daily salute as well. It's a great daily salute. It almost could be the fact that the people in Santa Barbara are returning home, but we tipped our caps on our last show to all the firemen and firewomen who were trying to put out the horrific blaze that ripped through Santa Barbara in that hilly area, close to 5,000, and then the planes in the air and the state of emergency. Looked like for a while it was going to get that much worse. And all this because of power tools to try to clear some brush out, to try to protect the area from going up like a powder keg. It had the reverse intended effect, unfortunately. Don't know if they're going to charge anyone with it. I'm going to say probably not. However, I don't know if the person or persons using the power tools, if they called the fire department or what happened there ultimately, but in the preliminary investigations, it's looking like that's exactly what it was. It's always about investigations, unfortunately, when something tragic happens, and that's what you got to do. You got to link the evidence together, figure out what happened. Is it a crime? Is it an accident? In so many areas of our lives, like a plane crashes, obviously, we know that that's what you got to do. You look for the black box. People are sad about the loss of life, and originally, probably because we know when we get on those planes, you just don't know. It's who knows if your number's up, your number's up. But the sad story that happened in February, remember that when the plane crashed near Buffalo, New York, 50 people were killed in a place called Clarence, a suburb of Buffalo. And the thing that's now coming out about this, it was a Continental airliner that crashed, is that the pilot had failed a bunch of tests, first of all, simulations and didn't have the training he needed, and that fatigue was part of the problem. In fact, there's going to be a public hearing, which is pretty unusual. So the National Transportation Safety Board's investigation found that, yeah, the guy flying the plane, the twin-engine turboprop, didn't get enough hands-on training on one of the most critical safety systems on the plane. And it's sad for his family, obviously, too, this Captain Marvin Renslow, bombed on a bunch of test rides and aircraft simulators throughout his career. But that's just something that's being reported from an anonymous source. So Tuesday there's a hearing, and it's the first public hearing in, I guess, about 5 or 6 years, where you've got everybody there, and they're concerned about this. Obviously, safety is the deal, or you wouldn't have five people coming in to be part of this. You wouldn't have that. And plus, it's pretty fast. This is 3 months after the crash. So there's some serious concerns. And the biggest concern, I bet, is going to be this whole safety thing, the training by the airliner, that kind of stuff. Very sad. And see, here's the thing. The gist of it, as I try to have someone explain to me, a pilot explain to me, is the training that takes place for the kind of craft, they call it the Dash 8 Q400 plane, a twin-engine prop, didn't include a demonstration or even a simulation of what they call the stick pusher system. Now, what is the stick pusher system? You can kind of guess, but it automatically takes over, kicks in, so to speak, when a plane's going to stall. So it points the plane's nose down into a dive so it can pick up enough speed, of course, to allow the pilot to guide it back to recovery, right? You've probably even seen that in a movie. I saw a movie recently where that happened. I can't think of the name of it. They were simulating something like that. So when this flight, the stick pusher kicked in on approach to that airport in Buffalo, he pulled back on the control column, trying to bring that plane out of the sudden dive by raising the nose up. So pushing forward to gain speed is really what you're supposed to do. It's not. He did the opposite. And that whole deal with the stick pushers can be pretty jarring. But this pilot, I mean, who knew he didn't have the correct training on it is what it sounds like. And so because it kind of jars you, other pilots and someone who was, like I said, was trying to explain this to me today, your natural urge is to pull back unless you've been trained to push it forward. And he didn't have that training, apparently. So we know what happened here. The plane rolled over, dropped from the sky, landed on a house 5 miles from the airport. All 49 people, sadly, on the plane, dead. One man in a house killed. Lucky there was more in that neighborhood. You know, NTSB recommended a couple years ago that the Federal Aviation Administration actually look into whether pilot training on these stick pushers should be improved. Well, here we go again. When do people listen? If you've got somebody in, and this is the thing with the airlines, and this is the thing with training and everything else, at some point somebody has to say, we're struggling, this is going on, but we're not going to do this. We're not going to put people at risk, because first of all, you never know the conditions. I mean, look at the pilot that landed the plane in the Hudson. Look what he did. Amazing. And why? Because he had that aircraft or Air Force experience, and somehow his adrenaline kicked in. He tried it. It could have ended in a different way no matter what he did, but it kicked in. That training paid off, and there's an example of, wow. So it kicked in for him. It worked. It saved the people, the co-pilot, same thing. And in a blink of an eye, they were spared. Everyone lived on that. In a blink of an eye, the opposite thing happens here. And specifically saying, man, you look at clearly using this piece of equipment, and perhaps those people are sadly alive today, inexperienced with this thing called the stick pusher. And the pilot had failed, they say, at least 2 simulator check rides that you have to go through with the FAA during his employment with Colgan, which is the group that were, of course, earmarked for these planes, and several other Czech rides, too. So, unfortunately, did they know about it? Was there some kind of a loophole in the policy? I mean, don't pilots have to tell their prospective employers? I'm assuming they do. Here's my record. Here's the simulation. But maybe not. Geez, unbelievable. And then the other thing is, there is another issue. They're looking at whether the flight's first officer was just too dog tired to fly, but didn't want to say anything. She was a passenger, I guess, on a red-eye flight the night before from Seattle, where she was with her parents in order to be at the Newark airport for the flight to Buffalo. Boy, it is just a bad setup. And the poor people that got on that plane, I mean, you know, it's one of those things. It's funny, too, isn't it? Because don't you just naturally assume? It's like the other day talking about the texting deal with the kid in Boston, and he's texting. But you get on a train, you're not thinking, some 24-year-old's engineering this train, driving this train. It's just a routine thing, no biggie. You're not thinking, today's the day I almost get killed because some kid is texting his girlfriend and not paying attention. Today is the day I get on this plane, and unfortunately, you know, one of the people in the cockpit is way too tired, exhausted, and the other doesn't have the correct experience on a necessary piece of equipment that could become vital in my safety, and it's part of the aircraft. Ooh, my, oh, my. I can imagine that there's going to be some people that are going to be more than ready to strangle somebody connected with this company, because ultimately it's up to the company, or ultimately there has to be checks and balances. Somebody should have caught that shouldn't have fallen through the cracks. Because what if he had been trained on this? How much of a difference, you know, would it make? A lot. Talk to anyone who's a pilot. Talk to the pilot who was able to land the bird in the Hudson. How much difference does training make? How many hours do you log and the flight plans and et cetera, of course. So that's the nature of the beast in moving up and everything else. Is it the captain's fault? He was trying to get a job, probably felt confident in his flying skills, and here the one thing that he needed to know, he didn't have it in his arsenal, in his bag of what to do in certain situations. So I bet that meeting is going to be pretty saucy. Of course, we'll have it for you, whatever we get out of it, on Tuesday's show on America Tonight. Coming up around the bend, speaking of flying, the Navy has denied their day to fly over. I'll explain coming up around the bend.
This mission is too important for me to allow you to recognize it.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279. Digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products.
For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Case's Asciox-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to ioniczone.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Yeah, on the heels of that sad story, the brutal training for the pilot who went down in Buffalo. I mean, sadly, of course, he dies as well as long as well as 50 people altogether in that horrible February crash. And apparently he had flunked a bunch of flight tests. In fact, five flight tests, didn't know how to work the one piece of equipment, did the wrong thing, or so it looks. You have the National Transportation Safety Board, so, I think, distraught over this, that all of them are showing up for the first time in 5 years to hold a very public meeting. Yikes. So, you can imagine friends, family, etc., none too happy about this. Hey, accidents happen. Things can happen. We all know that. But when something might have been averted, when you had somebody in a piece of equipment with those lives on the line that didn't have the proper kind of training, yeah, that's just unacceptable, don't you think? Ultimately, what can you do and how do you hold this group responsible for it? Financially, I guess you stick it to them. It doesn't bring the people back. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Okay, also, interesting deal that I said I was going to bring up, the fact that now here we go again with the flyover deal, only this time the FAA turned down the flyover. And what's really weird about this is typical. This bumbling, stupid thing happens, which is a photo op and makes no sense to me when we're struggling. Oh, how much is our debt? Why do you have to have a photo op? Anybody who's good at Photoshop could easily have set that up. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. So in the meantime, in the wake of that, of course, now you go ultra paranoid. And the FAA turns down the Navy's request to do a patrol aircraft to fly that over Manhattan. This is 2 weeks on the heels of the photo shoot shoot deal, of the Statue of Liberty, okay, with the panic and whatnot. And they didn't give clearance for the flight down the Hudson River because they say the Navy only gave them a few hours. Now, here's the real scoop, though, about the flyover. The plane is the P-3 Orion reconnaissance plane. It's from the naval station right there in Brunswick, Maine, not too far away, in other words, not too far away from Manhattan. It's flown past the city many times before. It was going to fly down and should have been headed back north about 10:30 in the morning. It's a four-engine turboprop, and it's not going to attract Air Force One, F-16 kind of deals. It's done it before. And it's flown at about 3,000 feet, so it's above the skyscrapers, and it's kind of in an air corridor where they've done before with these training exercises, where planes of that same size are very, very common. But the FAA says, nope, I'm not going to do it. Unannounced military flybys, bad idea. If the photo op hadn't happened, they wouldn't have even had to worry about it. So because you had office workers evacuating buildings and wanting to run across the river in New Jersey for cover after the Boeing 747, sometimes used as Air Force One, circled the harbor at 1,000 feet, see the difference, with the fighter jets in tow. Well, yeah, of course, that became a huge blunder, and it should have been a huge blunder. It was stupid. In the case of the Navy, so now it's like pure panic about anything. You want to what? What do you want to do over the airspace? Typical, isn't it? So the Navy, you know, what are they going to do? They've got to cancel it. That's ultimately what happens in these circumstances. Hey, I said I've gotten a bunch of emails, so I want to quickly run through some of the email. You can send me an email, americatonight.net, or you can jump in on any of the stuff that we're talking about, and you jingle these numbers, 800-259-5791. Ultimately, the final decision on Carrie Prejean, whether or not she should still be Miss California. There was some politicking going on from the committee. We've been talking about that peppered throughout the show. Also, reaction to Wanda Sykes. Was it fair or foul, her comments about Rush Limbaugh? And then I guess you could throw in the Sean Hannity thing, too. It was really more about Limbaugh, though, what she said. Did you just cross a line that even when you're being funny and you're allowed to take jabs, it was just too far over the top? Ultimately, the big story in the day, the sad story, is what happened in Baghdad, the fact that at a counseling center, you have a guy who gets upset. There's words between him and some other people that are in a counseling, might have been a group session, don't know. He leaves, and this is at a base that's near the Baghdad airport. He leaves. He has a gun. They take the gun from him. He leaves. He comes back with another gun, and he kills five people. So this is killing your own. And this is that combat-weary stress stuff, and ultimately, man, the 30th of June, I don't think, could come too soon for many people. And it's sad what people have sacrificed and then to think ultimately what could happen in Iraq. So do you think the government's doing enough for our military men and women? I'm going to say no. 800-259-5791. All right, let's jump to the emails. Here's one from Jake. He emails us almost every show. Bless his heart. Jake says, Kate, listening as usual, working, can't call. Here's the scoop. Miss California, whether she loses her crown or not, who cares? She stood up for herself, and you said it best. It doesn't matter about the gay marriage issue. It's the fact that she answered correctly for her instead of being PC for the particular event that she was participating in. Yep, I'm going to agree with that. Here's another one from Michael. Michael says, Miss California, I'll be glad when this whole thing's over. I think I think that Trump is going to give her the axe, and her only defender really is Fox, yourself, and a couple of other people. I think most people want to see her go down in flames because she is a gay hater. Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you, Michael. I didn't get that from her. I didn't get gay bashing. Mm-mm. She answered the question truthfully. She got shellacked for it. Whether you agree or don't agree with her, that's cool. But it's not about that. It's about the fact that she said what was real. And it would have been easy to take a different path. Here's one from Rihanna. Rihanna says, "Hi, Kate. Listen to your show. I'm 22 years old. I've been listening for about 6 months. Really enjoy it. I can't sleep at night. And that's how I discovered you, when I was flipping around on the dial." And she says, "What do you think of American Idol?" I got to tell you, you know what? I don't watch American Idol. I don't pay attention to American Idol. I don't know why. There's nothing about American Idol that's tripped my switch. I'm not a big reality show person. I've watched in the past, you know, Amazing Race. I'm trying to think what else I've watched. I've watched the Real Housewives of New York. There's probably been some others that I've watched. But because I'm doing so many different things, I don't try to hold myself to too many shows, because otherwise you're just going to pile up on the TiVo and then explode the whole thing and I have no space left between politics, sports, and whatever's in between. I used to be a tube watcher when I had the time, you know, when I was done everything else, but not now. I've got a puppy, the whole situation. I'm reading all the time, so pretty tough. So with American Idol, I know what it's about. I've seen clips of it. Of course, how could you get away from it? I know the ratings are actually down, but the sales for the show are up, and that's what matters. So, you know, it's entertainment. It's all about how much money are they raking in, and they're making the do-re-mi. That's the bottom line. Stu is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Stu, hello.
Hello, Kate. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for the call, man. You and I have been talking about this Miss California thing for a while. She either loses her crown or not tomorrow. I think she might hang on to it.
I hope she does. I mean, to call somebody a gay hater just because she spoke her opinion, I think that was pretty cowardly.
I mean, you know,
that's like, you know, I've heard it time and time again. Anybody that's ever spoke out about Obama has heard you're racist. Well, I don't believe that either. I believe I have my opinion, and I'm entitled to my opinion. I'm a conservative, and I think that I don't believe in gay marriage either. They can do what they want. I do say that if they want to be partners, I don't see nothing wrong with them getting benefits for each other. But a marriage is the sanctity of a woman and a man, and it has been for years. And I believe that way. But
I agree with that. I say if you have a partner and you have a child, especially, and as we had a caller that was talking about that from Kentucky, children change events for people, of course, and you're right. If you're living together and there's benefits, a lot of companies already do that anyway, and you could do the civil union thing, which many states are doing, which is pretty much similar, so why not just go with that?
Well, I think Perez Hilton, I think he's a heterosexual hater. How's that sound?
But nobody cares about that.
You know, bash this girl for this, and like I said last night, where is the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, sticks their nose in Terry Schiavo? They stick their nose in everything that goes on in this country. And they stick their nose in the Ten Commandments in schools. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's not the convenient issue. It's not the right issue because they don't agree.
Because they're going to be clapped back in the face, because it's going to be what you're going against gays if you defend her. So, you know, I mean, I feel bad for the girl. I think she should keep her crown. And I want to say another thing. I agree with you as far as our veterans. I was raised, my dad was a Korean War vet, a very proud Korean War vet. And we can never do enough in this country to thank our vets, to help our vets. And if you don't believe it, go to any city. You don't even have to go to a city. See how many veterans are living on the streets.
Mm.
They come home wars. They're not help with further education. They're one best to pay for their own benefits, the Veterans Administrations. Man, these are the most important guys to us. They have defended us. They have brought us so far. And you can never thank them enough and take care of them enough.
Boy, so well said, Stu. Thanks for the call. I agree. Absolutely. You cannot thank them enough. And it's thankless the way they come home and the way they're treated. I just don't understand. It boggles the mind. Dungeon next.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Well, we were talking about that combat stress. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America tonight. Now, bringing it back around to the combat stress for a minute. I mean, really sit and think about this, America. What do you think that we should do to honor the men and the women who have served? Whether you agree with the war, agree where we are, that's not significant. It is the fact that we have people that are voluntarily going and doing it over and over and over and over again at a peril to their own life. Because let's face it, a lot of the marriages break up, a lot of sad things happen, checks don't arrive on time, and it seems to me it's like, you know, you trot out the veterans, wave the flag, everybody claps, and then that's where it goes. And then people say things, it's easy to say things on, you know, in front of microphones, out at events and picnics and parks and all that sort of stuff. But really, what is being done? And there are great organizations that do things, so don't get me wrong. There aren't people that don't do anything for veterans. But as a country, we're not doing enough. And obviously, one thing that could be done would be to clear a path for the men and the women who work hour after hour, day after day, thanklessness abounds them, and they don't know what's going to happen if somebody looks like a friendly person. In other words, they call them a friendly. It looks like it's somebody approaching them. but really, and they're wearing a military uniform of Iraq, but really they're not. They're an insurgent, and they end up killing people, troops in the group, or it's the IEDs or whatever. The bottom line is, it really is like a wicked game of Dungeons and Dragons, only this is real, and you're just avoiding, trying to avoid one step in the wrong direction. So for all that, you come back, your life's sometimes not there anymore because your family's broken apart. Of course, your job, was it held for you? Maybe not. Can you even find a job? Who knows if you're missing a limb or whatever else. And it's so sad to see. This is how stress, the combat stress, if people admit to it. The people go for counseling help, and then it gets so overheated, boiled over. You have one of the guys coming back with a gun. They take the gun away. He goes back, gets the gun again, and kills five. Now, there's more specifics to that, as angry words or whatever. You know there is. But regardless, it all relates to the same thing. Tempers flaring because they're dog tired. And then for all that, what do the families get? A terrible phone call. Sorry, thank you so much for your service to the United States. Your son was valiant, was blah, 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 but he's dead. Oh, what happened? He was shot by one of his comrades. And that story gets to be told five times, at least in the next couple of days. Ugh. Awful. Awful. This is awful, too, but in a much different way. And this has to do with politics. The John Edwards flap gets bigger. I'm sure he says he supports his wife, and of course he does in some ways. But she puts this book together, and it really has to rankle him a little bit. Because a lot of things are starting to be revealed as Elizabeth Edwards goes on big shows like Oprah and the Today shows and Larry King and all that sort of stuff and talks about, you know, cancer, and everybody really embraced Elizabeth Edwards, whether you agreed with her politics or not, for what she was doing. Then this whole story breaks about John Edwards, who, of course, wanted to be the next president of the United States. And you hear this story that some of the members of his campaign had come up with a doomsday strategy, that's what they called it, over the whole affair with this woman named Riley Hunter. And what the deal was, in a nutshell, is that they had come up with this plan where they would sabotage Edwards' campaign if it looked like he was going to get the Democratic nomination. Because what they were saying, and they told George Stephanopoulos, these sources, former campaign people, told Stephanopoulos that they were Democrats first, and if it looked like Edwards was going to become the nominee, they weren't going to let it bring down the campaign for the Democrats. They were going to blow it up. Well, that's wonderful. So people are donating. Now, think about this. And Edwards, he was popular in a lot of pocket areas. Somebody who, you got the feeling he cared about the poor and had done a lot to try to help the poor, blah, blah, blah. That was one of his claims to fame. And here he is, and he's having, for however long, months, whatever, he's fooling around with this woman and supposedly, allegedly, also fathered a child with her who's now a one-year-old daughter. And, of course, the woman says, hey, bring it on. Let's get this paternity test. I'm working with a lawyer. I'm ready. Let's get that paternity test, because she wants to prove, yeah, it's his kid, whatever. Of course she does. So in the meantime, all this is going on, happening, the affair thing, all that stuff. She's getting paid to video this, some of what he's doing on this campaign trail. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous that anybody would say they're backing him unless he wins. Oh, let's just take the money from the people who send $10 here, $15 there, or the bigger donors, and let's keep shaking and baking, kissing some more babies, giving some more speeches, and doing some more of those debates. And let's see ultimately where John Edwards ends up. And as long as he doesn't end up getting close to this nomination, we'll just keep our lips shut. We're not going to say anything. I mean, just absolutely stunning, all this nonsense. It makes me feel creepy about Edwards, the arrogance of this whole thing. And so, therefore, I'm going to say that we have to take Edwards, but not for the first time, not just John Edwards, but also these so-called campaign folks, and throw them all in the dungeon. I mean, they need to chill behind bars to think about what they were doing with Edwards. And Edwards himself, all the nonsense that he did, and the typical political two-stepping of not saying anything, and then it comes out, and then you're caught, and there's still more shoes, I think, to drop on this one. So, Donovan, let's pull out the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, and you know, the real problem with this whole thing, it's, again, another situation where it's pure abuse of power and feeling as though they're above it all. That's what Edwards, I think, thought. Otherwise, why does this happen? He shouldn't have been in the first place, knowing he was in a precarious position. And how much do you really care about the welfare of the people of this country and our economic health and everything else in between? How much are you willing to sell your soul for that power, for that money, for that easy life? It's so self-serving what happened with Edwards. So self-serving. And I'm sure to so many disappointing people who, of course, donated money to his campaign and actually thought that he had a prayer of being in this thing. And the fact that they're, oh, you know, we got a plan worked out. If he gets the nomination, I mean, what losers? And then that's the thing, too. Then these campaign people are trying to make themselves out to be above the fray. Whew, we're going to keep quiet. We're going to stay on this payroll. But, you know, I just want you to know that we weren't digging what he was doing. And if it had come out that he was going to get the nomination, we were going to squeal. We had a plan to implode his whole candidacy. I mean, give me a break. He didn't have the chance. He was so the outsider because it was between Obama and Hillary Clinton, and we know that. But, you know, it's just a disgrace. So I'll send the key. Of course, I don't know those unnamed sources, but I could maybe find out one or two. And the more people keep pounding this, the more something will leak out about it. But regardless, John Edwards certainly will be mailed a key, and he sits in the dungeon for a while. If he agrees to do an interview on America Tonight, we'll unlock the dungeon, and he's free to say whatever he wants to say on the show. I have a feeling he won't take me up on the offer and be on the show. In fact, he hasn't been anywhere. The little brief cameo appearance on Oprah Winfrey, that's it. And I almost think it was an accidental bumping into her or just to say hello or whatever. And there wasn't too much actually said in that exchange. It was kind of awkward. Smart of her people to get it, but I think he seemed a little awkward in it and didn't want to go anywhere in the twisted highway that was this weird thing that is still going on. Because remember, you still ultimately have a baby here. Is it his baby or is it not his baby? That is the question, eh?
General, we spill the same blood in the same mud.